I'm kind of not the nicest person inherent. There isn't. I think I was like, you know, there's a little bit of the darkness.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when I said hello to you for the first time, you kicked me in the pussy. So yeah. That was a little.
Yeah.
That was tough.
I didn't see that happen. I grabbed you by the pussy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I grabbed everyone by the pussy. Everyone.
And then kick it.
Yeah. And, I kick you. I'm like, yummy. And then I'm like, ew. You bitch.
River Ramirez, everybody, and Patty Harrison.
Oh, yeah.
Yay.
Thank you for coming to do our second in-studio pod.
We normally film at my house in my living room, so you guys got a much better experience than everyone else.
Yeah, yay. And that is a laugh-o-meter.
Oh, nice.
And it's just, yeah, adds up the laughs.
So keep buying, folks. Look like we still have about 1,200 units left. Those are going like hotcakes. Could you ever, when I was a kid, I always wanted to be on like home shopping.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I always thought it was so glam.
What would you sell?
What would I sell?
Yeah, who would you sell?
It seemed like you were ready to.
Well, I don't want to listen.
Wait, okay. No. I would sell. Well, I like it when they put on those shitty clothes and it looks good on everyone because it's big. And like all the women are like.
It's always like a duster.
Or yeah. Like a duster and that you're wearing as clothing. It's a duster like. Someone stuck duster. All the way through your throat and you're like. It's coming out of your ass.
And look at how the duster just comes out of her ass.
And the clothing colors too, it's like aubergine. It's like wines. Yeah, it's like colors that work on everyone and no one.
Yeah, my mom was really obsessed with Way East Cosmetics. And it was like this like.
Is that a pyramid scheme?
No.
Way East? Like Way East?
Like W-E-I. Way, that's her name is Way East. But I guess it's like Way East. Oh no.
Like how far east?
Oh,
way
no!
East.
What did I say? Don't cancel me. I don't know
when
what
you
I
say
was
something
saying.
Cancelable in the studio, we just pull and you, the chair goes straight back.
Yeah.
And then you go through
and
one
then
of those,
you,
like,
you have to eat your own ass. the chair makes you eat your own ass.
On camera.
Yeah, crying.
That's absolutely disgusting that happens on your show.
The fact that you said that eating ass is disgusting is cancelable, so whoosh.
Oh! I'm immediately tantric orgasm from eating my own ass.
At first, you're like, I would never, and then instant, like,
Yeah, you didn't know.
Oh my God, I would never. Cut to. Oh!
I've been building a tantric orgasm for like 3 weeks, and then all it took was my little tongue to like.
The suggestion. I just breathed on it.
The suggestion.
Tongue to ass.
I'm like, not Scooby Doo.
Tex Avery.
Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo ass-eating tantric orgasm.
Scooby-Doo when he eats his own ass.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I was a big fan of Scooby-Doo.
Is Scooby-Doo the one that does the solves the crimes?
Uh-huh.
With the people.
The dog. The talking dog.
The talking dog.
Yeah.
Fred, Wilma.
Yeah, and then Daphne. It's like Shaggy. The stoner.
The dog, the dog who hooks up with the stoner.
Shaggy and Scooby are fucking.
Scooby-Doo are fucking.
And that's like
and
absolutely.
Scrappy.
That's like known.
Scrappy is Scooby's little cousin.
Yeah.
Who is a puppy, but also seems to be having sex.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Seems to be having sex despite it all.
And then Velma.
Seems to be having sex.
Velma's Les, right?
Velma.
Velma's Les icon.
No, Velma's a virgin.
She
doesn't know what's going on yet.
And
yeah,
she can't
she loves
get
cock.
It.
She
I can't
bet
she's wet her dress.
Yeah. I bet she's.
You bitch.
We're just calling you
ugly bitch. You ugly bitch, Velma. Oh, you horny big Scooby.
I can't see without my glasses.
Don't put them on because you look in the mirror and
you
see that you're ugly
bitch.
Yeah. Oh, these glasses?
Yeah. Velma speaks out after this, like writes an expose.
Mm. Velma's
Patty
probably
and,
Les on
Patty
Twitter.
Patty and River have been really bad to me. Mm. Everyone on set always fingers me for no reason, but I'm all closed up. So nothing goes in. Because I'm a cartoon. Do you hear this?
They haven't drawn it yet,
for years, I have been begging the EPs in the writer's room to draw me one.
Please
to
draw write it my into pussy. The show.
Draw me a pussy so that I can experience penetration for please. The first and last time.
Petition.org. Yes. Please sign timeline. This petition to that Velma can get a pussy drawn for her. Can we do that? Can we like actually have a petition?
Yeah, they'll bring it up on the board.
Oh, great.
Soon.
Let's do that.
And then is it Daphne and Fred? They're fucking, right?
Yes.
That's the thing. Yeah, they're like
they've been fucking on and off.
I thought they were brother and sister.
No,
they're fucking.
No, they're fucking. Wait, what other have occurred to Cowardly Dog?
Work.
Mm-hmm. We're in there. Who's fucking? Who's not fucking?
Muriel and Eustace are fucking.
Yeah, Muriel and Eustace are fucking.
But
obviously. What's not addressed is that they have no children and they're like pretty old. Yeah. And that's what's going on there.
What do you mean what's going on there?
They're a heterosexual married couple. They're like in their like late 60s, maybe early 70s. Mm-hmm. From what I can gauge about the way they're drawn.
Unless we don't know that it's like a trans couple or something.
Mm.
That doesn't mean they can't have kids.
Wow.
Why are you saying that? Are you mean biologically? I'm saying biologically.
If Muriel is a trans woman,
I didn't say that.
Eustace is a trans man.
I didn't say that.
Or well, then what are they?
Well, I was gonna say that Muriel could be a trans woman, and then Eustace could be cis. So they could just be. Being old together and never got around. Maybe they met later in life too. And then they were like, well, I didn't freeze my egg. No, they don't have eggs.
Well, maybe all their
parts. They have a farm. They have eggs.
They have eggs.
Maybe their parts were all ripped out by the mafia.
Yeah, that could be. And it was a long time ago. Like, that takes place in like, Courage takes place in like, the 60s in the middle of nowhere.
It doesn't take place in the 60s.
Or in the 80s, the middle of nowhere.
I don't think it takes place in the
80s. They had access to healthcare.
Have you ever seen Courage the Cowardly Dog?
I have never once.
It's really fierce. That is a good program.
Is it real animals?
It's a cartoon.
It's a cartoon animal.
It's a cartoon. It's about a dog who's really afraid of stuff and a bunch of paranormal stuff happens and then he lives with an older woman named Muriel and then an older guy who's really nice. Grumpy. Yeah, the woman's really nice and the man's really mean.
Yeah, the man's like,
so that's why
dog.
I'm like, he's cis.
Oh. He's cis. He's aggro.
Unless that he's like trans mask and just kind of like, you know, took in the toxic traits of masculinity.
As like
yeah,
a costume.
He might be like yeah. on his T climb.
Yeah.
He's experiencing
he
the surge.
Yeah. They could be shooting yeah. every he's day. Like, he's like just shot. And it's that
right,
he gets that rush
right.
of like
that makes sense
the rage
steal a dog but, yes. really, but he really means like my dad you know like a subtext
yeah
yeah and Muriel's so gentle I'm like it feels like you're like very enlightened like you don't seem like just a cis woman.
I don't think it's enlightenment though because I feel like it's like trauma. I feel like she's been bludgeoned by trauma
right,
and she's completely
right,
she's
right,
completely
right.
conflict averse, right, docile, okay, compartmentalizing.
Okay. Yes, that's
the way
why
she dresses, her body's covered head to toe.
Head to toe.
But she also has control over like everything. Like people love her when she comes into a room, she can take control. Everyone's trying to protect her. Why is everyone trying to protect Muriel?
And why is the dog named Courage? I bet she's trying to like remind herself, like, I got to get out of this relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is Jennifer Lopez and enough.
Yeah.
That's what this is.
Well, the way they animate the house, too, there's nothing for Miles either.
No. Yeah, there's nothing.
She has no out. She has no support system.
Yeah.
It's scary.
Sounds like a depressing cartoon.
Like abusive, maybe.
I also would say that I think Eustace queer baits a little bit because he has like all that filler in his chin. He's getting work done. He's queer baiting. He's getting work done. Like the way his face.
Every episode,
don't naturally
you can
do
tell
that.
The cartoons are getting filler.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? They're real.
There's like thread bruising on their temple.
Oh, he's got the Demi Moore runway face, like the. Yeah. Oh God, she listens to the pod. We're getting a letter.
Yeah, she's gonna,
Demi's gonna write us a letter.
She's gonna write us a fucking letter.
She listens to the pod?
Yeah. She's a producer,
Demi
actually.
Demi Moore?
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Do you remember?
Hello, Demi.
In the Charlie's Angels Full Throttle movie where she does all those flips off of the building and she lands, she has the two guns.
I think Demi Moore is so... Demi, if you're listening, I just think you're so hot.
She is.
That's it.
I remember in that movie, that iconic scene of like, she's talking to the Charlie box and the Charlie's like, you were a good angel. And she's like all tear-eyed and she goes, no, I was great. And then she shoots it. Whoa. And also the first time they see her, she's on the beach walking with a surfboard.
Yeah, and she gets in the Ferrari Enzo. And she's like,
so hot.
I don't remember that, but I remember her in Ghost.
Jeez. How about G.I. Jane?
Don't remember her there.
Oh, no. Shaved head.
Shaved head.
Yeah, shaved head. Oscar bait. Head was good.
Oscar bait.
Shaved head.
Snubbed.
You know what? I'm like, I don't know if this is like really shitty to bring up.
Do it.
But I used to think.
You're getting
this
right.
Okay, yeah. Good. Okay. So this is, I'm just going to preface this by saying this is really shitty. So you can't cancel me for whatever I say.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it while I'm coming. Like a baby. And I'm crying like a baby when I come. That sucks. Okay. So the shitty thing that I want to say is that I remember being young and like wanting to be like an actor and stuff. And me and my brother would watch a lot of movies. And it seemed like to get an Oscar or to get recognized, you had to be like Gilbert Grape. Like I Am Sam.
You had to play someone with like a developmental disability.
Yeah. And I used to actually practice that.
Well, I don't think that's on you. I think that is.
Do you have a monologue prepared that you could maybe we could do something?
Yeah, imagine. No.
Damn.
I'm like, yeah, I do. I'll do it when cameras are off.
Improvise one. Your suggestion is tea. Tea kettle.
No.
Okay.
No.
I'm not doing anything.
No. Why don't you do that in your own podcast?
I'm not doing anything.
You know, I remember watching a movie. The face.
This is to get an Oscar.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, panning.
Mama? That's it.
That's it.
Well, the mom's dead.
Yeah.
Mama? It's an Oscar movie. Yeah, and that's it. This is the end
She's
of the scene.
She's on fire and gone. There's a car on fire.
I lit my mom on fire, yeah. And then I'm like, Mama? And then it's like, close.
Yeah.
Oh.
The Oscar goes to a film by Tom Ford.
The Oscar goes to
the woman in the car
burning to death was a real woman, by the way, that we really burned. Yeah.
and she's alive and she comes on stage. She's like, still smoking.
She's still screaming. She's like, ah! She like runs up to get the trophy. Ah! This is like smoking.
And carries it off his
butt. It doesn't even make it to the end. She dies on stage after she gets it.
And the music to play her off is Alicia Keys, That Girl's on Fire.
Alicia Keys is there, live.
Or maybe she does stop and goes, this award goes to all the cars who've been on fire who needed their story told. Toyota, Prius, all of you girls. I love you so much.
Oh my God.
And Born This Way is blasting.
And then Lady Gaga's like, that's mine!
I'm just so happy award shows are going to be back now that COVID's over.
Yeah.
I never have seen any of the movies. And everybody wants to have the parties. And I'm always like, who's winning? Like, I never watch any of it.
You follow all that shit?
No.
No?
No.
Not into Oscar, Emmy?
No. I always miss it. I always feel like I learn like the day of that it's happening. And then I'm like, oh, it's today. And then I don't have like cable TV. And I haven't really like looked into streaming as much. I recently got like accounts for streaming services so that
rich.
I can watch TV.
What'd you got?
Very rich.
Paramount Very rich. Plus.
I got ESPN oil 3. Oil Reserve TV. And it just streams drilling. Of all the drilling sites.
Yeah.
There's
the fracking sites.
Exxon. Yeah, Exxon Plus.
I did watch this. I watched this documentary that I can't even remember who it was about, but it was about a marine biologist and a pioneering female marine biologist.
Was it my octopus teacher?
No.
I was just going to say the guy that fucked the octopus? No.
No, but I loved that
movie. Do you think he fucked it?
Oh, yeah.
Of course he did. Fucked
it. Oh, it's yeah. Like, it destroyed his family.
It's like it wouldn't be on you. Like
he fucks an octopus.
Mama, he fucked that octopus.
And his wife and his son, his wife and his son don't do interviews, right? His wife's nowhere to be seen.
No. I didn't even know I thought he was single.
Why is he fucking
with the wife? At the end. The whole family.
At the end, he's like,
but he was there every day.
He strained his relationship with his family. Basically, his ignored everybody. It was like an absent dad in the water at 6 a.m. in a wetsuit fucking that octopus.
He's really fucking an octopus?
Well, yes. Absolutely.
Well, knowing men.
Listen, the way he talked about this.
Anything with a hole.
No, not the hole. He jerked himself off.
When he said fucking octopus, my first thought was just like a hole.
No, don't take it. Don't take its agency.
I'm not taking anybody's agency.
You did.
Whose?
You took the octopus's agency. You said that he jerked off with it. Like it's not voluntarily sucking him.
No, I mean,
I
have heard that sea animals are like really into fucking humans and like seducing them.
Well,
especially like dolphins.
It's dolphins. Yeah. It's not all sea animals.
Yeah, no. Goldfish.
But how can we plankton. Never see, like,
plankton. Algae.
Plankton gets in there whether you like it or not, and there's no consent dynamic.
I'll stick my dick in a coral. Like,
I would say the most, what is plankton?
It's like bacteria. Not bacteria.
I fucked a sea sponge is victimless crime. Victimless crime.
Yeah,
sea
sponge. They're like horny. Have you ever been to the ocean?
Well, she asked, I was swimming. I was diving, and you can't really hear much down there, but I heard like a really high, like, fuck me. I looked over and
sonically it's picked up, like scientists are like, can we clear that up?
They were in the sub and they were like, everywhere that thing in movies where they get their headphones put on.
Yeah, they're like,
and
all
I
right,
looked
can
over
we just clear it up?
And I saw a clamshell. I was like, it was like whining like that.
Oh my god, it was like plosive. Urinate. It was like, fuck me.
Yeah,
it's been
the
so
leading.
Long.
Wow.
And it was like, all right. So, I mean, I was already naked. I was, you know, you scuba dive naked.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And I just,
well, your oxygen tube is, you're like,
that's right.
It's in your foreskin. You like keep a bubble.
I didn't have quite a scuba. I had the Dyson. I had
So
it looked like a scuba. You know, I had that hooked up to my mouth.
The vacuum hooked up to your mouth, but it's dirty, so it's just blowing in the dirt.
It's actually killing me.
You're like, in the ocean naked?
It's just kidding. All
right, let's take a break.
Okay.
No more sex talk. No more sex talk.
I hate
penetration. That's a lot of sex talk.
Listen, we're back with the stars of A Woman's Smile.
But you guys don't do that podcast anymore.
We haven't done it in years.
Well, guess
what?
2 or 3 years.
The fans need it.
Yeah, I think you need to do it
to live.
We've been like,
we want to.
We've been wanting to, and then we've like kind of worked on mapping it out or where it would go.
I think we need help.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we love working together, but I also feel like we're both kind of like scatterbrained.
We when we were making A Woman Smile, we lived like 10 minutes away from each other in Brooklyn, like a short train ride away,
that was a commute.
Yeah, and I think like now that I live in the West Coast and they're East Coast, it's like it's trying to find the time has been like weird. And then we like left our production company and then it was just kind of like, it's been, we want to.
Yeah,
it's
we
still,
want to.
It's still there.
It's still there.
I really
we just
want
need
you
someone
to do it.
Who can organize it all, like a producer, basically.
How did that, how did that happen? Like, how did it work?
It was just for fun. I mean, that's the thing that is also hard to, it's like when people like it, people are like, we need it, whatever. We haven't made any money from it, and it's so funny.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you about, because all those fake ads are so fucking funny, but they don't produce any revenue.
No. We got.
Can't just say an ad and the money shows up. There has to be real company.
Yeah, we did.
We did
have ads later.
Later, yeah. But we got, I think what, we got.
No cash from Food Swan.
I got an offer to, no, I got a free box of food from like Hello
Fresh,
I had it sent to someone else because I wasn't in New York then. And then I think I got sent a very small paycheck at one time. But it is like, I think the ads were it's weird because I've gone back and like listened to like some of the episodes, and They still there's laugh. Now there's real ads interspersed with our fake ads. They put in Spotify.
Wait, for real?
Yeah.
Wait.
If you listen to it on that, Spotify.
Oh, I never listened to it on Spotify.
Yeah.
I don't.
I'm
I
like,
don't know.
I they feel like we kind of like just.
Well, doesn't Spotify have ads unless you have an account? So, like.
No, I have premium. I have the Spotify.
Weird.
Whatever. Rich. I pay for it.
So yeah. then that means.
No behavior.
TV. Huh?
No TV, though.
I have a TV, but it's filled with oil.
Okay.
Like natural resources, like the natural resource of oil. If I don't know if you saw the footage, but the last oil spot, I was out there with those birds. I was like getting it.
Whenever
to bring back,
putting hyaluronic acid or whatever on my skin, and then taking the oil and like rubbing it in. And they're like, remember, oil doesn't moisturize, but it can help lock in the moisture. So right. you have to get wet first.
One of those ducks, like there'll be those duck commercials with the dawn, and there'll be you watching a TV, like trying to rescue it from the oil in the ocean.
A TV, dying ducks around the TV.
And you're watching the TV, like, yeah. and coming.
And coming.
Yeah.
coming.
And the ducks yeah. are like,
now why would I do something like that? From watching a TV in the water, what is wrong with you?
Because you're nasty. Everybody knows you're nasty, girl.
No, I never sucked no one. I never fucked no one.
Everybody knows that you've been sucking off all the shit every time you go out. Like
sucking off all the shit.
I see you.
I just suck anything I find yes, until I see it come out.
I invited you over the other day, and then I see you on a stoplight sucking on a stoplight.
Yeah, because I thought it was somebody.
Yeah.
I thought it was somebody.
Well, it ain't somebody, bitch.
Okay,
bitch. It's just a stoplight.
I saw you sucking a stoplight. Oh my god.
I saw you sucking on a baby's head, bitch. Girl, I saw it. It becomes sexy. Girl, I saw you.
I bet you liked it.
Sucking on a stoplight. I start rapping. Sucking on a stoplight. It ain't right. But still, I think that you are tight. Hey, girl, I want to get with you. I need you to suck me too.
Wow.
I hope I meet my soulmate incredible. Through this.
Incredible. It could happen.
Incredible.
So, who's single? Who's dating who?
I'm so single.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good. Are you looking for love? You found it.
Yeah.
Shh. Fuck.
The front tooth comes out.
My whole front face comes out. The little alien from Men in Black.
By the way, if they made that a Starburst commercial, I think they'd actually sell more of them.
Yeah.
Like those herbal essences commercials.
What would your dream commercial be? Any product. Anything.
Any product?
Any product that
yeah,
exists.
Something you actually like. Or
anything.
Really. And I had to like be in the star.
You were the progressive like yeah. flow of yeah. that product.
Mm.
The face of the campaign.
Or you, what do you think?
I have to, Patty first.
Yeah.
I think it would be like.
More oil.
Swiffer Wet
Jet. I think it would be for medicine.
Oh, what kind?
Any medicine. I think medicine, as far as a invention.
Medicine, goes, period.
No, hear me out. You're laughing. Stop. Okay, I'm not going to. I'm close to not talking anymore because I don't feel like you're taking me seriously. I think medicine has helped a lot of people. And I'm appreciative of that. And I think God has a lot to do with that. But I'm not going to go there right now because I don't feel that vibe from you. But I feel like you'd laugh more. But yeah, maybe a medicine. Maybe like, I think Zyrtec has helped me a lot. I think...
I'm supporting you, Patty. Come over here.
Well, Katherine Heigl did the NyQuil commercial, I think. And in it, she goes like this. She's like... And she's like trying to sleep. And she can't sleep. And she's like...
Instant.
She's
driving like a blow dart to the neck.
She's gassing it. She's driving towards the school.
And then it's a commercial of her crying.
Yeah.
Of her crying, driving, taking NyQuil by
right
the gallon.
Before the car hits the building, she.
She goes to sleep. She goes limp.
And when you go that limp, your body can actually absorb more shock. So she flies through the windshield that kills a lot of the people in the school. We're not saying what kind of school, because you don't know how old anyone in the school is.
Right,
but
right,
there
right.
are a lot of casualties. But she lives because her body was limp.
It's like, you know, when people get sucked up in tornadoes and they pass out.
Don't fight it.
Yeah, yeah, and don't fight it. Just go with the flow. Go with the flow.
Go with the flow.
So go limp.
Go limp. Limp.
They say
go
that.
Limp,
if
go
you,
with the flow.
If someone tries to pick you up, play dead.
Whoa.
Oh. I didn't know we're eating.
Oh, yeah.
What about that should be for the cam under the counter.
Oh, that's good. Wait.
Did we talk about this? Could it be possible to do a YouTube channel where you are definitely masturbating, but not like,
right,
but you're doing a review of makeup or whatever, you have like a shtick, but people are really tuning in because you are fucking jerking it.
But maybe not jerking it, because you know what, I'm going to be very vulnerable here, but I don't know if you all do this, but when I'm alone in my room doing anything, I have my hand on my
crotch.
And I'm like this.
Chopsticks.
And I'm also like typing things. But
okay.
There's no I'm not masturbating.
Yeah, sure.
My hand is just
stimulating.
It's just pulling or
pulling weight.
No, it's just like
it's just resting.
Just like kind of resting. Yeah.
Well, I feel like if someone did something that was like, I feel like that's subtle enough that like your videos wouldn't get flagged. But if you wanted to make a video where you were doing like a makeup tutorial, or you were doing like a haul video, and you're like pulling stuff out of the bag and your other hand was just kind of doing this. And I don't know, it depends on how high the table is, but I don't know if that's readable. But what I'm doing is
you'd have a camera under the table.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and then there'd be certain,
I think that'd be cool.
There'd be certain like buzzwords for fall, like people who are really like subscribed. It. You know, like
today I got a Nivea pore corrector. So this ocean crew.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
And then at the end, you pull out the right hand and it's just dripping wet.
And it's like, there's shit.
There's shit in
and
it.
What?
And shit and blood.
There's shit and blood.
And then like a ton of oil.
Or it's like tarred and feathered. Tarred and feathered.
Natural oil. Oh my God.
What's with you? And are you into fracking now?
And so what if that's true? And so what if that is true?
That's bad.
Her maiden name, Exxon.
Yeah.
She doesn't
Exxon
want to talk about
Fracker.
It.
Of last name, first name Exxon, last name, wait, what is that? Last name ever, first name greatest. I was going to say last name. First name Exxon, last name Mobil.
Well, there's a channel.
Oh, baby. Hollywood's been bad to ya. Come back to New York.
Oh, my God.
We need ya.
You should see the lower part of my chest. It's all wrecked up.
Collapsed.
What?
Wood chips.
Wood chips? Hollywood's made me do awful things.
I know, girl. I don't know who
no,
I am.
No, you're like forcing yourself on the cast director. Like, you got the role already. You're like, yeah, we have to do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, please stop.
We have to. And I'm like taking their clipboard and I'm like,
They're like, you weren't even called in for this.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like a production I drove by.
Yeah.
It's like, do you need me?
And I'm like, we're not casting for anything.
We're looking for a sound person. You're like, Yeah.
Like pressing my tits on the ground.
Putting your fingers through your eyes. And like your eyeballs are going all the way. Like they're seeing.
Yes. But then Beetlejuice, she pulls the hands out and the fingers are on the
veil.
The eyes are on the fingers. And she says,
and then you do a little Charlie Chaplin tap dance.
Or you bring
doing that sound.
You bring your own clear pane of glass and then top off and you press up against that. You're holding the glass too. Because they don't have windows.
You open all your holes so they're like flat like this. Like somehow your pelvis, it's like flat. And then you on a screen. So
it's like when, and I don't want to be a broken record, but it's like when an octopus latches onto a glass and you can see the like mouth sphincter attach. And then you see the little beak come out.
That's it.
Because they have agency.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I remember when we were talking about the octopus thing? I'm like, I know for a fact guys who live on farms fuck pigs and like guys fuck the farm animals.
Yeah. Well, they also get
what were the farm animals wearing? Were they drinking?
They were naked.
Yeah. And they were probably wearing mini skirts
and they were
drinking. And
yeah.
Wearing these, you know,
Come fuck me
outfits made of mud. I don't
know. Come fuck me hooves.
Yeah.
Like painted nails. Imagine you go to a farm and you're like, yeah, right. Like
that pig is a slut.
Imagine you're like, what horrible assholes would like fuck a pig, like fuck a cow. You go to a farm, you're like, oh
my God. Like, oh. They're standing up straight.
Oh, my God. They're like, hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
Why don't you come up and see me sometime?
And one like pig so comes hot. Over. There's a pig that comes over and has, like, really long, beautiful, center-parted hair. And she's like,
abs.
I've heard what you said, that, like, why would anybody fuck a pig? Yeah. And I just want to, like, because it's, like, a Gen Z pig, so it's, like, gorgeous, but it's, like, reading all the time.
Right,
and it's like, why can't I be both? Why can't I be both? Why can't I be both? They're all wearing
shirts. So you think cows don't read because we're fucking cows?
She's like, did you ever think that the cow was fucking the farmhand and not the other way around?
Yeah. And then, like, all the cows come. They're like, yeah, yeah.
Why can't I get some? What, because I'm older? Older cows, just what? We get put out to
pasture?
They
have, like, stunning hair. Like, they just, like, hair like this.
Well, that's a cow.
Yeah.
That's a cow.
Yeah. They look like that.
Can I ask? Can I ask something?
Yeah.
What were you saying into the cup?
Well, it's kind of, the thing doesn't work because if the string is not taut, then it doesn't.
So were you unable to hear?
She was actually whispering, if you can believe it.
Yeah. I was waiting for the oil to spill out of my throat into the cup so that I could just give it to her.
For oil?
Why for your car?
Television.
And you know, like, booty bumps, I was kind of trying in the ear. Like, I had a shot of Sky Vodka, and I was like, let's get fucked.
What's it? Wait, a booty bump?
Well, you, like, booty soak bump. The tampon in the alcohol.
No, no. That's not. You put it in your ear,
that's butt chug, like a boot chug,
yeah,
a boot chug,
a butt chug,
a boot chug. I'm Scottish.
It's a boot chug.
It's a boot chug.
My wife Fiona. Yeah. Don't
thank Scottish. For being here at the Bold and the Beautiful.
Come on down for a butt chug.
Wow.
I get killed dialect by an coaches. Irish person outside. Just completely like.
They're like, that's not what we sound like.
Go, oh no!
But then you like it.
Yeah. But, oh.
Yeah, that photo was taken a long time ago and not for this podcast. But you know what? We're getting some miles out of it. I will say up close, this texture's the texture's happening.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I had to recently to do like a very like high def up close, just a thing of like lip sync of my face. I freshly shaved and put the makeup on. It was hammer time.
Yeah.
Hammer time. It looked like cobblestone, like cobblestone in New England.
Uh-huh.
Tile.
Beautiful.
No.
Or
like pebble, you know those pebble, walkways.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
Oh.
But on the face.
On the face.
I get that. It's normal.
Yeah.
I look like that.
I mean it.
The wood chips.
I mean, with heavy makeup.
No, like.
I try not to, but heavy makeup always does that.
Yeah. I think it just depends because it's like, I feel like there's this weird, I don't know what the shave dynamic is, but it's like, sometimes when the hair is like growing after you shave it and it creates the raised, it's like before it breaks through, I guess the skin, yes. It like creates
it, like,
a bump.
Bumps. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and when you're shaving, your hair is like, okay, you won the battle, but not the war. I'll see you in 4 hours, babe.
Yeah. Four fucking hours.
I'm still growing.
Four fucking hours.
I'll see you later.
4 fucking hours. It's horrible. And I have a lumberjack beard. Like, it gets to be, it's so.
What is the longest you've ever grown it?
To a, like, unibomber? No, not a unibomber. Like, probably it was like big, like too big.
Oh wow.
Gross.
It wasn't that bad. It was when you, it was after you came back from the woods.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I looked
you
like.
You were in the woods?
I was in the woods, wow. Yeah, you know. And but it was like, it was so gross. It, like underneath is its own ecosystem. Like the, you know, like the, you know how they say like the forest floor is like dense with all kinds of species
and stuff?
Oh right,
it's like different levels.
Yeah, like nutrients and stuff. This was like the forest floor. Underneath was all this hidden dead skin.
Whoa.
Chunks of like so disgusting.
You think it's hidden?
No, it was hidden.
Well, it's like how do you get like soap and like moisturizer if it's like thick?
Well, you have to. It's like another.
You gotta really go in there.
No, there's like all these products that are like made for the head on your face or the hair on your face. I don't like that.
Well, the skin on your face.
And we just sit in that for a while. You just say, I don't like that. Yeah.
Well, men's scalps are like twice as thick as women's scalps, and the skin on your face is like half as thick of skin as the rest of your body. That's why your body skin looks like clean and your face skin will have like veins and stuff. So you have to use different products because
I mean,
your scalp can handle like soap. Your face
is the first time I'm hearing that. I'm crying.
Oh, no. Yeah.
It was
meltdown.
Chunks. I'm telling you. Chunks.
Well, hey, that's
chunks.
What's great about.
And it smells.
No, what were you doing? Why?
I just didn't do anything. Nothing. I just, well, there was food in there, but you get that out. And like, But like, so if you wanted to, so the point is like, when I went to shave my face for the first time smooth, it was several steps because first it was hacking the brush and then it was contending with all of this like zombified, putrid.
It looked good though. It looked good.
I mean, like a certain, at a certain length, the beard looks, you know.
It looks like, I'm going to look up a picture. It's going to look very moisturized and like amazing.
Oh, no.
Plus, you know, gay men, you can be like fucking gross. And if you get a beard, people are like, hey.
Yeah. Hey, what's up?
You could be missing this part of your face. And if there's some hair.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Mustaches.
I don't know why.
For if, what do you mean? Like people having them?
Yeah.
In general? I think people can, like, am I attracted to that? Yeah. Or if. I think facial hair is attractive.
But mustaches in particular.
No.
Or against.
It really depends. I think it depends. There are people that, it's like if they get too like steampunky with it.
Oh, no.
No. Yeah, it's a waxed grown.
No.
It's a,
the Paula of Tompkins is allowed, but that's where we draw the line, right?
Oh, yeah.
But anyone else, it's attached to like a Ren Faire person. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a costume piece.
Yeah.
It's a, but do they, if you say there's a man you find attractive.
Okay, so what I will say is I haven't really ever found Stanley Tucci that attractive until he played the pedophile murder in Lovely Bones, and he had like the insane mustache.
Okay, wait, it was a handlebar.
It's like kind of
Okay,
Lovely Bones, great drag name.
Yeah,
I gotta watch Lovely Bones.
Pedophile serial killer. Wait, what is he?
He's the killer in the movie,
and also a pedophile.
But they like kind of gave him like the. I think it's like a. It takes place at a certain time, but they dress him in a way that kind of like all guys with kind of good style dress now.
Hmm.
It's like very, they like, the wardrobe person like.
They made him too stylish. Like a hipster.
They turned him out.
I think he kind of looks attractive to me in that movie.
So you're willing to
not his actions, but the way that he carries himself and his swagger and his.
He's got that pedo swagger.
Right.
Well, aren't a lot of murderers traditionally like. They have to have some kind of charm to draw people in, right?
Because they're like imitating.
You can't come at them like me. You need to be like. What's his name?
Yeah.
Ted Bundy. It's part of why he's so deadly is because he was like charming, right?
Right.
Oh yeah, and the guy in he asked, you know, he needs some help loading that couch into his van.
Yes.
Yeah. Buffalo Bill.
He faked a limp.
Yeah.
He was a model.
He was gorgeous.
he walked for Halston.
No mustache.
I've been listening to Goodbye Horses a lot. There's like a demo version of it. It's an amazing song.
It's a great song.
You know, I've been thinking about murderers just because I used to be very obsessed with them. And I was thinking about Jeffrey Dahmer and how Jeffrey Dahmer killed, like, gay men, but he was gay. And then I was thinking of the guys who killed women and, like, did stuff with their bodies. And I'm like, was it repression, like, that caused that? And, like, will crimes like that happen again now that we're moving towards, like, people being more openly themselves? Like, I'm like, what if there was a Ted Bundy now or like a Dahmer now, you know?
Well,
because it was all from like isolation, repression, like war time, like, but, I don't know.
Yeah, Dahmer was at Vietnam.
Oh, makes sense. They did horrible things in Vietnam.
Yeah,
that's so not true.
He wasn't in there?
No, I'm sure that is true that they did horrible things. He wasn't at Vietnam.
Okay, I'm like, I thought you
lied
to me.
They did bad things. No, they didn't.
But you know,
they did everything just right.
Okay, wait. Yeah.
They gave them acrylics. They gave them pedicures.
There's pictures of people at Vietnam. Polaroids in Vietnam.
I just want to say that if the Vietnam War, and it is a war, it's not a conflict, the war had not happened, I would not be here.
Ooh.
Oh, interesting point.
I have a really horrible, actually, anecdote about Richard Ramirez, who was the Night Stalker.
Hot.
Who everyone thought was so hot. The most horrible crimes, I would say. You don't think he's hot? Go ahead.
I do not think he's
hot. That's good.
Because he was a fucking dickhead.
He was really bad.
That has nothing to do with him being hot.
But he also had love. You know what? I really hate that they all had love after they got imprisoned. Like, they had, like,
Oh, the
big
women,
gloves.
Oh, the women start writing to them.
I was like,
he got married in prison.
Oh yeah, the women are like, I saw you on the news.
No, no, no.
I think you just misunderstood.
I'm like, that sucks.
No, you're a dickhead.
Yeah,
you're a piece of shit. Makes me so mad. It makes me mad. There's all these Netflix stuff.
And I mean, wait. I have a horrible story to make you hate him more.
Great.
So I feel his story was like he was in foster homes. He was like abused in foster homes. He was living on the street. But also his uncle, apparently his uncle showed him pictures of what he did to women while he was in Vietnam. He was in the war. And he would basically kill and torture women, took pictures of that, brought them back, showed them to... So that was like the first example of like, this is what you do. Or like, haha, this is funny when somebody is below you. And also at the same time, like the atrocities like Americans were doing in Vietnam just for fun, which is extremely sick.
Well, I would like to bring it back to the point that if his uncle didn't do that, I would not be here.
So. But you want, no wait, that doesn't make any sense.
It makes absolute sense.
That part doesn't make sense.
No, it makes
sense. Because you have nothing to do with Richard Ramirez.
You don't know anything about me.
She brought her 23andMe, and we will go through it on the break.
Here is my little brother, and it's the baby that has his head.
His head.
Oh my God,
What do you think about you pull it out of your...
Here's my baby brother.
You give birth.
I have like the first. I have the first like working uterus transplant.
But only produces serial killers.
Yeah, and like crazy Stewie from Family Guy proportions.
But very hot. All very hot.
It's like really a 3D sexy. Printer is in there.
Yeah,
and they're like, no, you can. Oh. It's real.
Well, I think. Now that there's all this, I think there's a lot of romanticization, like, of, like, the interest in true crime and stuff, and, like, especially, like, hot killers. But I think, like, what's interesting to me is, like, how do you reform? Because it's, like, no one is making those choices because they're, like, in a good place. It's, like, their lives are so fucked up. All these people who do this shit. They're all fucked up and they all have like crazy trauma, like that uncle shit.
Yeah.
And it's like they're just not at a place where they're like, it's like they had no chance in this way where it's like, oh, it's just made this person who's like completely untethered to. Yeah, that has no concept
from like
of,
humanity, like what they're a part of, where they're like, I'm gonna prey on you.
Yeah.
Which is like, crazy.
But it's, I mean, like, some people, but there's got to be people who are like, have great parents and a great support system who still turn out awful. The same way you can grow up with a bad situation and turn out fine.
But I think it's like,
it's also about environment,
like,
too.
Yeah. And like, I think there's that, and you know, people can debate the ethics of it, but there's that like HBO documentary from, I think, the 90s, The Child of Rage, about that girl.
Oh, the
girl who was like, it's like this little girl and her brother, her baby brother. I think she's like, and again, don't quote me on it. It's all paraphrased because I haven't watched for years. It's about this little girl who's like, I think it starts following her when she's like 6 or 7 maybe. But these people adopt her and her infant brother. And I think she's like 3 at the time when they adopt her. But the girl, basically you find out, She's doing all this horrible shit. She's like putting needles in the cat. She's trying to kill her baby brother. She's killing baby birds. And they're like, we don't know what's up with her. And then they take her to a therapist. And this is where it's kind of problematic because like they say at that age, you can like implant. If you like ask too many leading questions, like did someone hurt you? Then it can like kind of implant like a false memory, whatever. But what they gathered is that like her birth father was like molesting her as a baby and like abuse, like when they found the baby brother, his head was flat because he had been laying, they were like not being fed, they were pooping, like they were pooping on the ground and they weren't, the father wasn't You've affectionate with them before. At all. So like the daughter had a lack of affection for long enough and like a lack like that
yeah,
basically
lack of care.
Well, it's like basically she has like
lost
she's
cause.
In lizard brain mode.
Yeah.
She has
no and
conscience.
No love.
Yeah.
Like,
and it's
that sucks.
Yeah, and it's like the documentary is about them basically putting her in this really rigid therapy program where she like they build a conscience for her. And it's like they interview her and she's talking about like mom and dad have to rope the door shut at night because I want to kill them with a knife in the dark. I want to do it at night.
But we only saw, I feel like when that came out, everyone was like, see, you can be born as a murderer. Like, you can be born as a killer. And that that's like proof.
No, I don't. That's not what I think. It's proving that, like,
no, when that came out before the documentary about it, like just the clip of the girl, like, because they didn't know that she got molested before.
Oh, you think the documentary?
That's like newer. Like, that's newer information.
That it's in the in Child of Rage. They talk about it.
But
about a man entering, like she draws pictures of like a man entering her room at night, and they gather that the
was he hot?
Father.
Yeah, I don't know about the documentary, but
Stanley Tucci.
I remember the. Is the documentary new?
No, it's from it's like an HBO documentary from like the 90s. You can watch it on YouTube. It's like a half hour long, I think.
Oh.
Work. Have you guys seen the documentary about the people obsessed with Tiffany?
Tiffany?
Oh,
Tiffany Trump?
It's called
singer? No. The
called,
singer.
No, it's called I Think We're Alone Now, and it's a documentary. It's an hour on YouTube. It's like old. Somebody put it up there, but it's following like four people who are obsessed with Tiffany. Like I Think We're Alone Now, the teenage 80s mall singing girl. And it's like a grown adult people who like psychologically believe that they are best friends with Tiffany and like follow her. And
oh, I hate this. This
some of them have like restraining orders. And it's like sad because they're like, she means so much to me, but it's like at a certain point it starts to mean too much. And then it's like,
I hate that shit.
It's fierce.
I'm only recently getting that from strangers. People who feel a connection.
Mm.
In a,
how do they let you know?
In like a,
from fans.
Yeah. Wow.
But in that
world pros.
Those ways is very sad. It makes me sad.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I would like to connect with you genuinely, but you're scaring me.
Yeah.
I mean,
there was this one guy in the documentary who goes, I'm sick and tired of being kicked out of Tiffany's life when I'm supposed to be in it. It's like so chilling.
Yeah.
I
loved
it.
Well, it's like the disconnect from the reality of it. We were talking about like I think because, and I'm sure you deal with this too, the way that like our sense of humor, like in our comedy are it's like hypersexual, very graphic. So people that like follow us will like come up to us and say really like hypersexual
stuff.
I'm sure
I don't know what you mean.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
In a way that's like very, it's like boundary crossing when it's like where I don't even have the context that I know this person like likes my comedy.
I've never seen
people will
you
just
in my
come
life.
Up yeah. And they'll just like say something like really nasty. And I'm like, it's scary. It's like, oh no, like you're a stranger to me. And it's just like, oh, we have this closeness. And I think that's kind of what social media does, is like makes people feel like they're just like a touch away from you and they're getting more of your personal life.
Yeah.
So they feel like they know you
better. Yeah.
But it is very like scary.
It's also like boundaries. Have you ever heard of boundaries? Like these people.
Some of these folks have not. Especially when I was rushed in an airport shop and someone was cried at for like 10 minutes.
Cried at.
That's hard.
People cry at us all the time.
Charged. I was charged at me.
Why? Like laying stuff on you? Like therapy?
We have meet and greets like on tour.
It's like you're in their care.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not a mental health professional.
They're in your care.
Right. I am the crazy person. You back away. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like so strange.
I'm like, I need to be taken care of.
Yeah.
I need guidance.
People cry from the excitement, which is something, but a lot of times for us, it's like cathartic where something with their trauma, they see in our trauma, and they connect it kind of without our permission.
But also,
and then in person, the floodgates just open.
But if this, I'm talking like off duty, out of drag, not at a gig, no excitement. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, this is like, I'm at a Burger King and somebody taps you on the, and then,
and they're crying?
Instant crying. It's so fascinating to me.
Well,
I mean,
it's like you are now like, you have to kind of like, I guess it's like a very thin line of, If you actually communicated what you feel in that moment, you risk being like,
shattering them.
I met them and they were fucking awful. Right. Even though I was like pushing my way into their car, like trying to get home.
She dragged me down the block for 3 miles.
What?
It's crazy.
I saw on your Instagram story that you were at the Neiman Marcus. So I drove.
Yeah.
I jumped the median and drove down the highway
I divorced my husband just to come here. Can you say happy birthday to Sarah?
Totally.
Yeah.
It's crazy because it's like, oh, this is what, this is also like, oh, you think you're showing me love this way? It's like, no, actually really think about it. It's like, please show me love and care as you would someone you actually love. And it's like, is this how you're treating people you love? Because that's not good.
I know. If I saw Julia Roberts at like the Sbarro's or whatever in the mall.
God forbid.
Well, she works there.
I would.
Yeah,
I
mean,
she has a shift.
And she's having a hard time. She's not pulling her weight.
To be fair.
And she's listening to this. She's like, I actually like it when people come up to me because it makes me feel alive and like I want to live.
She's like, I haven't been called that in years. Yeah. Did you say Julia Roberts?
Yeah, I'm like, people call me a Tony here.
They're like, Tony, come on, get a pizza.
She looks beautiful.
She has an accent to them. Yeah. Okay, I'm coming.
Oh, God, it's so hard to be undercover.
It's just gorgeous one. Julia Roberts with a mustache and a Tony.
You want to be called on? Big mistake. Huge. My God.
She's like wrestling with the pizza, and then like her pills fall out and her testosterone like needle, and she's like, and then the boss is like,
testosterone needle. You
what's
bitch.
Going on with you, and Tony?
It's like a movie that testosterone needle falls down, prick first in the floor, like bang.
Like, and it injects it into the floor, and then the floor's like, oh,
or better yet, they're fighting over it, and it gets thrown. It hits Brittany in the neck, and just instant beard, full beard.
Brittany.
Another employee. She's not the only person who works.
We said free Brittany earlier, and I didn't know if you were.
Oh, maybe she's escaped
maybe
to
she
the Sbarro.
Yeah.
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 Okay. Yeah. Well, I just joined in. Yeah.
Listen, if Julia works there, Brittany could work there.
Yeah.
Right.
It could happen.
Right. Who else works there?
Neil Patrick Harris is the shift manager on the weekends.
As Sheila.
Neil Patrick Harris as Sheila. Julia Roberts as Tony. Britney Spears as
Mauricio.
Mauricio. And Tony Danza.
What's his name?
Antonio Banderas.
Ted Danson as the delivery
Danson
driver.
In blackface like he did. In that photo that everyone can look up. Yeah. Oh, God. Have you looked up that photo?
I believe I have seen it.
Ted Danson is like...
Cheers. He was...
Yeah, he was like
very
the guy
tall,
in Cheers.
Super white hair. You'd know if you saw him. He dated Whoopi Goldberg for a spell.
He dated Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah. And she said it was okay.
And he did it in public.
For her birthday? Yeah.
Imagine your boyfriend being in like... Yeah. Blackface, being like, happy birthday honey. Yeah. I love you.
See, look at that smile.
What was it, the 80s?
Look at that smile.
It was the 80s. It was the 80s. It was the 80s.
That's in the 80s. They're probably like, that is
so funny.
You are killing it.
Yeah.
You should be on Saturday Night Live.
You should do that in public.
You should win for office. Well.
I think that's it.
That's
Wait. Can you, do you have anything to plug?
I don't know about like. Don't knock on the table, but with COVID stuff, but I'm starting to up my monthly show at Largo again.
I tried to get into your shit show. I tried to buy tickets online.
Well.
Hello, I eat my own shit.
It sold out.
No
sold
shit.
Out.
In like,
well, it, which is nice, but it's a monthly show. And also.
She said, sorry, flop. Yeah. Better luck next time.
A flop?
I tried to buy tickets. I
don't
was like
call
so depressed.
Anybody a flop. Oh. Not even a dolphin.
Or a shoe.
Yeah,
wait, this show is called Me.
Well, it's. I think it's gonna change every month. Shit, right now, it's me. I've been eating my own shit.
Say it louder.
Yes.
Me. I've been eating my own shit.
But can you say it with like you know because you chose the name like strength and.
I mean, you put the name.
Give
on,
us
you,
like
you
the radio
on the
app.
Version.
Yeah.
You're gonna sell it.
Wait. Can I be the radio station? Mm-hmm. And that was Baby You Got Back. Now a quick announcement from Patty Harrison about her one woman show thingy.
Hey gamers, do you like shemale comedy? Then turn out. It's It's July 28th at 8 p.m. at the Largo at the Coronet.
And what is it called?
What's it called?
And, what's it called?
Hey, Fagot, listen up. It's called Me, I've Been Eating My Own Shit. A new monthly show that won't be called that every time.
And now back to
I would love to
be
call it Hey Fagot.
Fagot.
Maybe that's the next one.
It's Italian for friend.
And now back to regular programming.
Okay.
I was fingering myself at the end of the road, and that's when I saw my love.
And that was Fingering Myself at the End of the Road by Fergie.
It's just that. It's Fergie.
Oh my God.
Fergie lost her voice.
Mm. I'm Fergie. I am Fergie.
That's the most. I didn't know you could do her.
Yeah.
I am Fergie. Don't forget the power I have.
Do you have anything you want to plug?
And also where can people find you?
Yeah, I have a show that I'm going to be doing at the Little Island Festival August 15th, and that I'll be performing around New York, and it's just like a one person show. So keep your eyes out for that on my Insta and Twitters at Pile of Tears. Other than that, I'm just kind of trying to rest.
Nice.
Nice.
Good.
Catch them resting.
And we're good. We didn't even get to talk about your getting booted off of Twitter for.
We don't need
to. It's okay.
Wait, why?
I made it.
She weaponized the cookie. What did you do?
I did that thing where you change your name to like a real company, but because I'm verified, it looks real.
Yeah.
And then I said like a bunch of like biphobic and transphobic stuff, and it was
biphobic.
Yeah. And then I got kicked off. But that's like it's fine. I think I wanted to get kicked off. I was like done on Twitter, so
yeah,
I was like,
I tried
this
to
is...
tag you, and I was like,
if you wanted to get away with it, you would have done it on Facebook. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
If you wanted to get away with biphobic and transphobic slurs,
nobody
you could
cares
just do it on
Facebook.
Facebook.
Well, it's like your password has to be like, bi erasure is not real.
Fierce.
And I agree. And why, that's my...
You know who's bi? Barney.
I see it.
Did you notice?
The
purple dinosaur?
Purple dinosaur.
I remember... Oh my God, this is like a throw.
Don't you remember him coming out being like, I'm bi? Like, that was the first thing he said to the kids. I'm bi if anyone wants to hook up later.
Yeah.
And then the show began.
No. But and then the girl's Barney, like, I Barney. Will. He's like, you still have to be hot, grosso.
Yeah. Like, not
and,
you.
And also, it's not like a pedophilia thing because Barney's like 9 years old.
Right. Barney's a kid. Just like a bi kid who's like strong in his...
Just a huge young dinosaur.
Yeah, I remember being a kid and like, I remember people's parents would be like, Barney's gay, that's why he's purple. Remember purple? Tinky Winky
was
gay because purple. Why is purple gay?
But then all the parents loved Prince. I don't get that.
T.
All the parents are like, oh my God, Prince! Like, dads, moms. But then they're like, ew, purple's gay. Well, and it's like, you see any pictures of your parents before, it's like, you all looked gay. You all had crop tops.
Well, people who are like dumb enough to say something like that also aren't smart enough to like see the how things are like at odds, like people loving like Queen and Elton John and all that shit, and
totally
just being like homophobic. It's like all the like homophobic kids at my school were like blasting Crocodile. Maybe not Crocodile
earlier today at your school.
Earlier today at my technical school. Yeah, I'm going to I'm actually
your
going to vocational
were
school for
Elton
underwater
John.
Welding.
Yeah. They're the like, bullies. Fuck you, fag. Elton John super loud.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, right after.
Yes. Yes.
Giving it
and
all.
They're like, fuck you, faggot. And then they turn and they have threading bruises on their
face. Fuck you.
Threading bruises.
You're a faggot. They went for Chromatica Oreo.
Like, their filler's like drifting downward. You see it? And they're like, they have the lump. Oh, fuck my ass.
Their filler's dripping down.
All right. Well, on that note.
Bye.
Bye.
Erasure is not real.
Yeah.